Now, I'm sure, doubtless, you have heard that Oka Health are now offering the COVID vaccination. So listen out now, because we're giving you the as much information and all you need to know about it all with Molly Rumbold and Dr. Dennis from Oka Health joining us right now. Good morning to you. How are you going today?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Very happy to hear that the COVID vaccination is available now. First of all, I want to ask the question, what days and times are you offering the COVID vaccination at the moment?
All right. So we're still running the Tuesday afternoons and Wednesday mornings in Queenstown out of the Queenstown Medical Union building down here on Cutton Street. Mm-hmm. And we've now kicked off the Zion COVID vaccination hub, which will service the communities of Strawn and Rosebery and Zion, and that will be every Friday morning at the town hall in Zion.
Okay, now what brand are you using?
It is the AstraZeneca vaccination.
Right.
That is the only vaccination that is available through the GP run clinics.
Right, okay. And does it cost to get the vaccination?
Nope, it's completely free for all Australians, Australia-wide, no matter who you are, where you are, completely free from the first dose to the second.
Isn't that great? So, again, is there an order of the people that will get the preference?
No, we've targeted the over 70s mm-hmm. to start with, just because they're the most vulnerable of the phases. But from this point forward, we're vaccinating anyone over the age of 50.
Okay. Have you, Dr. Dennis, I'll get to you to answer this because you might know this. Have you had a lot of people come in and get the vaccination so far?
Yeah, there's been over 600 already done on the West Coast in the two hubs. We get a lot of questions in the practice about the safety of the COVID vaccine, the AstraZeneca. And all our staff have opted to be done. So we've all opted to take the AstraZeneca, and it's been a mild inconvenience, but nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I've heard in the main that there is maybe a little bit of pain after you have it, but it clears up in 24 hours. So really, listeners be concerned about the rare thrombosis side effect of the vaccination?
Well, look, it's rare. There's well over 40 million of the AstraZeneca being given internationally now. And we're getting to understand the full depth of the side effects, which are minimal. The actual COVID can cause the same problem at about 20 to 30 times the rate that occurs with the vaccine. So it sounds like it's an immune response to the COVID virus itself, or parts of the COVID virus.
Do you know if people are getting, sort of the researchers getting information as to why it's occurring with certain people?
No, there's lots of theories.
Always is.
Well, it's a good discussion point. It's an immune response. As a collection of data comes in, we know although it's demonstrated as a thrombosis, it's actually an immune response that causes a minimal thrombosis. Mm. And there are a few people that we should be careful with. People who have heparin-induced low platelets in their blood, they probably shouldn't get it. But pretty much everyone else, including people who've had transplants, they're safe to get it. There's no extra risk to those people involved. In fact, the risk of getting the disease when you're on immunosuppressive drugs is actually increased for mortality. So not many people shouldn't have it, but they're a very well-defined and informed group.
We had one that developed the thrombosis, I think, in Tassie, as far as I'm aware. And he actually was fine after a couple of days, wasn't he? They were able to get onto it pretty much straight away, I think.
Yeah, the syndrome's well documented now, and the treatment of it, when it began, it was treated as a thrombosis and probably was made a bit worse in the initial treatments. But we now know it's an immune response, and it's treated as an immune response. And I think there's been one death since then. There were, I think, six or seven prior to that. But there's been one death in the entire part of Australia. And that's with well over 3 million people that have been vaccinated. There's been one death since. So mm-hmm. it's very well, very successfully treated as an immune response.
Okay, to the doses themselves, how many doses are required and what's the schedule?
All right, so you need two doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine over 12 weeks. So you'll have your first dose, you'll wait your 12 weeks, and then we'll book you in for the second dose. And we can do the bookings at the same time as the first dose so that we can make sure we're getting you in on time. One of the most important things to remember is that if you've had the flu vaccine, you need to wait 14 days. So on the 15th day and then after, you can have the AstraZeneca vaccination after that and vice versa. So if you've had the AstraZeneca vaccine, you have to wait your 14 days. On the 15th day, you can go and have your flu shot.
Now, just observing how we're going with the whole COVID thing and the social distancing, I think it seems as though we're a lot more on top of it now than we were at the end of last year. Would that be your general assessment now?
I'd say so. I think it's just the new normal now. Everyone's accepted COVID's not going anywhere, unfortunately, anytime soon. And we just have all accepted the check-ins and the social distancing and the sanitising in every shop you walk into. It's just the new way we're beginning to live our lives now.
Exactly. No, it's really good to see. And I mean, when we get the lockdown, it's usually only for about a week and things like that. So we just seem to, in Australia particularly, I don't know about the rest of the world, we just seem to be really good at the moment. So it must be pleasing to you guys who obviously are sort of working by the seat of your pants thinking, well, we haven't dealt with this before, and you'd be constantly sort of under stress, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a bit stressful, but, you know, we're all chiming together as a, you know, a big Ochre team, and we're doing the best we can to deliver this vaccine out to the community to keep everybody safe. So it's filtering down. We have kids even come into the practice, and the first thing they do is they sanitize their hands.
It's great,
so
isn't
it's from
it?
The yeah. From the elderly all the way down to the little kids. Everyone's getting the picture.
Yeah, it's great to see. Fantastic. Now, if anybody wants any further information, is there a website or a Facebook page they can go to to refer to?
So Ochre Health, each site has their own Facebook page. You can also visit the Health Direct website and all the government websites in relation to the COVID-19 and the vaccination, and of course our Ochre Health website has plenty of information.
Excellent. Okay, look, I appreciate both. Oh, you're going to say something then, Dr. Dennis?
Yeah, I'll just say that if people do have questions, there's an excellent site run by a friend of mine, Norman Swan, on Radio National called CoronaCast. And you can get it through the Listen app or from any of the podcast apps. It's called CoronaCast, and it's done by Norman Swan and his team. It's an excellent environment for firing questions in, which you can do via text, or you can actually ring it in. And it's lots and lots of information, and it's accurate. Norman's got a team of epidemiologists, as I call them, who follow the epidemiological evidence internationally and very, very well informed and up to date, probably to the minute, actually.
Thank you both for your time today. Really appreciate the information, and we'll talk again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No worries at all. Molly Rumbold and Dr. Dennis joining in this morning, providing you some information on their COVID vaccinations, which they're now offering.